Hi, this is Joe Francieca, and welcome to another Directions Media podcast. Today, we will be speaking with Janae Terry, a GIS analyst with El Dorado County, California, and the chair-elect of the Coalition of Geospatial Organizations, that's COGO. We spoke with Ms. Terry on some of her ideas for COGO and what the organization will do in helping to speak as one voice for the geospatial community.
Hi, this is Joe Francieca again for Directions Media. And Janae, thanks very much for talking with me, and hopefully we'll have a very productive conversation.
Glad to have the opportunity.
So COGO seeks to represent the broader geospatial community, but there's certainly many competing interests. What do you think are the cohesive elements that you think bind these organizations together?
Well, first, I'm not sure that I would say that we have competing interests. We may have different approaches, but I think what binds us together is our understanding of the geospatial technologies, recognizing the importance of them. I think that we represent the breadth of the geospatial technology industry, covering GIS, remote sensing, surveying, cartography, but at the crux of that, we do understand the importance of the technologies, and I think we can come together in support of that, regardless of the fact that we may approach implementations differently.
You know, given that you were just appointed recently, I'd like to get an idea of what you think the key issues are on your agenda. And not just, you know, what your personal agenda is, but certainly the agenda of the organization as a whole.
Well, I think to start with, my biggest concern is getting COGO really more organized. We've been trying to find our way, and we've got rules of operations that we've adopted, but we haven't really gotten down to being the forum of communication that we envision COGO to be. So we have to get through that process. And through some of the discussions that we've had over the last year and a half, I think we're finding our way. There's certainly been a lot of heated discussions, and it's bringing to the forefront, you know, how we need to operate. And I think that if we get that down, if we become more open and communicative amongst ourselves, that the issues that we want to deal with will be identified. It's not necessarily that there's a lot of issues out there. We're not going to go out and seek issues to discuss, but they should come forward through the communication process that we make available amongst ourselves. So that's really what I want to accomplish I want to accomplish the operational aspects, and I think in doing that, that will make COGO more visible, will be more recognized when we do issue an opinion on something or we're out there trying to give educational information on a topic that will help legislators or different bodies better understand the issue at hand.
Right, and one of those issues certainly that COGO is probably most recognizable for, at least, you know, more recently, was the issue dealing with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And so, you know, I'm kind of curious of how you plan to use kind of the voice of COGO to reach, you know, those elected representatives, as you just mentioned, and, you know, bring to bear what the importance of geospatial technology can have on legislation.
Well, we have been reaching out so far that we've dealt with several issues where we have sent communications directly to members of Congress, certainly Speaker of the House, and I believe Mr. Reed, looking at the different issues. There was the stimulus bill. We also had sent a communication earlier in 2009 recommending the establishment of congressional geospatial subcommittees, both in the House and the Senate, so that geospatial legislation could be better monitored. So we have been making direct contact with members of Congress. We've also been reaching out to some of the states. We had three different states who were looking at modifications to surveying law. And while it wasn't the full complement of the COGO membership, there were certainly a group of about seven organizations that really got involved with trying to educate the legislators on the issues involved. And in all three cases, the bills ended up being killed so that nothing moved forward on that, and that was really the outcome that those seven organizations were hoping for. That's the type of voice that COGO hopes to make available. By communicating amongst ourselves, we can form together in groups. It doesn't necessarily have to be a unanimous voice, but we're trying to present an opportunity for these organizations to come together where we have common interests, and COGO would provide the forum for making that known to the other organizations. I think in this case it was a very successful opportunity.
But COGO itself is not a lobbying organization, and so, you know, that was one of the issues that I think came up, you know, when the organization was formed, was it's not a lobbying organization. We're not paying a lobbyist, and in and of itself, it doesn't seek to be a lobbying organization because there isn't a specific voice speaking from the broader geospatial community. And I'm wondering if that has been discussed, whether we should become a COGO should become a lobbying organization.
I don't believe that that's really where we want to go. I think that we have the opportunity to be an advocate. We won't have the funding to hire someone to lobby on our behalf. There are certainly organizations within COGO that have the ability to lobby and do that very effectively for their own organizations. Many of us as 503C3 organizations have to be careful in terms of lobbying activities because of that status. So I think that we have a better chance of just approaching this from an advocacy point of view rather than a strict lobbying perspective.
Right, right. I understand certainly, you know, the status of some of the organizations can't lobby by definition of their charter. And so that would raise the issue of whether COGO goes off and forms, you know, something on its own to become a lobbying organization. There seems to be so many issues before the legislature that would benefit by having a voice for the broader geospatial community and something stronger than just an advocacy position.
Well, I think time will tell on how well-recognized COGO becomes and the respect that we get as we move forward. If we approach this properly, then I think that the weight of having all of the organizations coming together and supporting a particular issue is very important, and I don't know that specific lobbying activities are necessarily the way to go.
Is there anything specific that you may want to add in terms of maybe where either the focus of COGO should be? Is it more on state-level issues, federal issues, or maybe just a professional issue, promoting the value of it, of the members within the organization that you think you want to really emphasize?
Right now, there's nobody really pushing us to be this coalition, so it's something we've taken on our own. It's somewhat modeled after SSSI that formed in Australia, and that was actually a government mandate because the government no longer wanted to listen to multiple organizations and demanded that they have a single voice coming forward. I think that if COGO can become that voice within the United States, we can probably move some of the key issues forward. That would be my hope. But it's not just federal level. We, you know, as I mentioned, there were some state issues that we've gotten involved in. COGO formed 5 working groups when we first got started. There's a report card group, which is looking at the maturity of GIS implementations at state and local level and going through maturity assessments. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring that information together and do a report card somewhat along the lines that ASCE has done in the past. We've also formed an education and a certification working group. Two groups are making progress, certainly in the area of defining the core competencies for GIS and the work that's being done with the Department of Labor on defining the geospatial technologies industry. I had already mentioned the Congressional Geospatial Subcommittee proposal. That's another working group that we have. And then we have a parcels working group that's being headed up by Dave Cowan, and there's some progress being made in that area.
Well, Janae, thanks. I don't want to take too much more of your time. I really appreciate you getting on the phone with me and talking about COGO.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to lead COGO. I believe it's going to be a challenge, but it's one that I think I'm up to taking on. Looking forward to it.
Thanks again for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast. Please tune in next time and be sure to tell a friend.